You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Better Cruise by Itty Bubbers. We're very lucky to have the Itty Bubbers on the line. We got Ma and Winona. Kia ora koutoua. How are you both this morning?
Morena.
Morena.
Hey, it's so nice to speak with you guys. Congratulations on Idiot Check, your new album. It's fantastic. You guys must be feeling pretty stoked to have it out there. What was the kind of kaupapa or the concept behind creating Itty Bubbers as a group?
I think it was it was a move to create a group because I feel like a lot of MC DJ duos, the DJ or the producer doesn't get enough love or enough mana. So we definitely combined our powers to be equal in this way of being creative. Do you reckon, Ria?
Yes, I totally reckon. Completely agree.
I feel like there's something really special about sort of fronting as that, like as a group together, because you're right, Ma, there's quite often maybe like a focus on one person or a focus on one aspect of the project, but this feels very holistic. Also because you've got Tama, who's done some amazing visuals and created a kind of like third dimension almost to the Itty Bubbers world. How did that part of the project come about?
Tama is a good friend of Ma's from a while back, and he accompanied us on tour when we opened for Avant Dale Bowling Club. And while we were doing it, since he already had cinematographic talents and already was taking photos for our gigs, we just started brainstorming ideas for visuals, and then it just sort of naturally folded in. And you can see the fruits of his labor, especially with the visuals, because they look great. So it just made sense at the time.
Yeah, hard out. Am I right in thinking that part of, I guess, like the first single that we heard from you guys, So Fine, that came from a theatre show, is that right?
The whole EP's from the theatre show.
Mean. So but, what was the process there?
Winona and I were both co-designers of the music for the theatre show Ngā Rorirori, which was, what, 2021, 2022? And so pretty much all the music in the show were instrumentals or soundscapes and stuff, and we both liked the music so much and each other that we decided to keep working together.
That's a nice, a really nice place for a project to start. Did that therefore kind of shape the ideas on the project as well, or did you sort of repurpose them and pull them into a new space when you were thinking about it as an EP?
I think a few of them are the same sort of topic, or I wouldn't call Ngarurori is a really silly show and our EP was really silly, so the the whole general feeling of it is similar, but quite a few of the songs is either me or Ma or both of us being like, okay, this song, we're going to talk about this, and it's going to be just like the first thing that comes to my mind. So that helps.
That's a nice writing process. How does it actually work when you guys are jamming? What kind of comes first? Do you sort of just, you know, freestyle over a beat, or what does that process look like?
I can't freestyle for my life, unfortunately. But it's usually Winona has crates and crates of music always ready to go, and played a couple of tracks and we just kind of went from there and just started building them together.
Yeah,
I think it's
like a lot of the EP was definitely like inside stories between mine, Winona's and Tama's experience on tour, so there's a lot of jokes that only we really get that are pretty dry to everyone else.
Yeah,
but it's a little timeline for us.
That's such a nice, I think that's such a nice thing though, because as a listener, you can sort of like feel like you're part of the party almost, even if you don't quite get what's going on, it's still a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Because you guys have got this kind of theatre background or interest in working in that space as well, there's such a distinct type of storytelling that comes from a theatre space or from that performance space, which is often quite different to the way storytelling comes through in music making. Do you think about those things as being inherently different, or is it all just part of your practice as artists when you're working? It doesn't really matter what medium. What's that like for you?
I think for me, since I went to drama school and had just graduated when I met Ma, that for me there's those two things that are completely different, but they're like intrinsically linked. The way that you purvey like an image or an idea to an audience on stage, you have like all of these different things at your disposal, but with music it's like it's right here, it's real simple, you listen to this and blah blah blah. There's a lot of ways music can go, but music is a really more like mined down and more like clear way of working, which I think is really different. But since we both are theater kids in one way or another, or grew up around the theater, a lot of those ideas ended up folding into each other like really comfortably. So we just ran with it, sort of.
How did it feel for you, Ma?
I agree with Winona. I was a theatre baby growing up, and I see, like most people think of theatre as like Shakespeare and stuff, but there's Māori theatre, there's Pacifica theatre, there's heaps of different ways Indigenous people are telling stories and having control of their own ways of bringing those stories to life. And I think because we had that kind of in our back pocket, we were able to bring that into the way we created this music, really. It's a show, it's a performance. And we're being silly and we're being real sometimes, and We just wanted to not forget where this came from.
Yeah, hard. And I think there's a real power as well in being able to own both those kind of modes, the as you said, like the silliness and the realness. I think, you know, so often, especially in like theatre, you know, the very serious canon of theatre, you have to be one or the other, and that does feel like quite a radical thing to be able to push up against that, and also push up against the limits of like what it is you're doing. Is it music? Is it a performance? Is it like a theatre thing? Doesn't really matter if this sort of message you're trying to convey still feels right for you guys, I guess.
Absolutely.
So what's the plan for Itty Bubbers? Is it something that you're seeing, you know, more ideas coming into that space? Are you wanting to sort of pursue anything that's come up in this EP? You know, what has kind of releasing this meant for you guys as a crew? What's the next thing you've got your sights set on?
Well, it's funny you say that, because we haven't seen each other since we've released everything, and we're about to see each other all tonight. We're going up for dinner.
Nice.
So we might have an answer then.
Yes, we might have an answer then.
We'll circle back to that one, shall we? In a wee while. I think we should listen to another track from The Idiot Check now. Fantastic EP, Itty Bubbers. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We're going to listen to Kota. Where did this one come from for you guys as a song?
I made the beat for the show, and then I edited it a little bit. It's probably my favorite beat instrumental for the EP. And then Ma went like crazy on it, so
yeah,
nice.
I was going through a bit of a thing with some members of my family, and you know, going through the whole like, oh, everyone's crazy, and then I went through, oh no, actually it's not their fault, and then I was like, oh, let's talk about the education system.
Yeah.
And then we went on tour and I didn't like my chorus, so then we went back and rewrote the chorus, and then realizing that a lot of mātauranga don't always come in the most obvious places. They could come from places like the kitchen and the way that we can enhance our own mana and our own stories by just sharing quality times with your nannies and your kudos.
Hard out. Never a truer thing was spoken. Thank you both so much for speaking with us today, and congrats on this fantastic EP. Hopefully we get you up in Tamaki to play some shows sometime. We're hanging out for it, so please come these ways.
Chat. Thanks for having us.
Hey, kia ora. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you, Chat.
Now say that. Take a seat. Your nannies are talking. I know it's boring, but baby, it's important. We'll be in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Switch positions, cause the real talking's in the motherfucking counter. Scrawny little shits, tough feet and thick locks, burdened by the richness of skin that they got. So they did what you said and tried to clean it off. But it wasn't just the pigment that became the problem. The land, the language, history, and it spawns it. Now affected till they figured out the causes.
This one's for the generations here that made me. Yeah, this one for my tupuna. Yeah, that made me. Take a seat.
in the motherfucking gutter. I got all my G's, they're talking to you. Hey, ho.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.